Puerto Rico breathed a sigh of relief after Hurricane Dorian, then on its way to a Category 5 status, grazed the nation but avoided the devastating landfall of past storms. Storms like 2017's Hurricane Maria, which tore across the island nation, causing catastrophic damage and numerous fatalities. No electricity, no water, also demolished houses. Steep mountain roads made impassable by mud and vegetation. Limited medical supplies at the hospitals. Rations at the grocery store to ensure there was enough food to go around. Well, believe it or not, it's already been 2 years since what was regarded as the worst natural disaster on record in Puerto Rico. But finally, thanks in part to the help of local FFA members, they are making some progress again.
Suddenly, it was like an earthquake we felt. It was the giant amount of water, mud, and lumbers and trees that were carried on, even enormous rocks. Looks like an avalanche. Many things you try to build up with your family, and then you see that everything is just coming down in just a few hours. We felt devastated.
My mom was in the living room, so I went to the living room where my mom was, and I saw my mom crying, and I asked my dad, "Dad, why is mom crying?" So he told me we lost the house. My sister and I cried.
Basically, the access to our community was completely closed. We were worried, we were kind of scared.
My house was destroyed. The roof fell off and I couldn't go back to my old house, so I got a new one and now I'm living there with my brother and my mom.
Our school suffered serious damages. We couldn't be a normal class for almost 2 months. The students, they realized that the farm was completely destroyed, the tool shed, the greenhouse, the crops were, many of them were gone. Basically, we saw like almost 4 feet of mud and water just coming down in just a few hours.
I helped clean up. We cleaned up the trees and the leaves. We walked around the whole farm. It was cleaned, it was picked up.
After the hurricane, there was a lot to clean up. So I helped my family clean the roads because there was a lot of branches and mud.
My dad first went into the house and then my grandfather. And they cleaned the house little by little. And my dad and my mom and my sister and I, with one of my dad's friends, we began to help the communities in need.
The students say, okay, let's be back in our feet again. They realized there was something we had to do, and they took the tools, and they always remember that when we say, okay, your notebook is gonna be the land, your pencil is gonna be the tool that you had in your hand, and the words are gonna be the crops that you're gonna harvest, the seeds. They realized that message, and they got it. I'm very proud every day of being FFA. Every FFA chapter around the island, especially my students, former FFA officers, they just open their hearts.
In the FFA, I learned that we have to serve because we're all like a family and family helps each other.
I've seen a lot of towns unifying to help each other out, and that's very important because Puerto Rico needs to move forward, and that's the way to do it.
And Puerto Rico is home to 2,650 FFA members and 150 chapters.